Good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm here to tell stories about my adventures visiting other children all around the world and getting ready for going to bed. I was speaking to Mary Lou, and Mary Lou is a very lovely girl. But you see, sometimes Mary Lou gets uptight, you know, and when Mary Lou gets uptight, then things don't work right. And we want to make sure that we always have things working right. Well, Mary Lou was kind of angry, and she was telling all the kids in the neighborhood, "My mommy and daddy are mean. My mommy and daddy are terrible. My mommy and daddy make me go to bed at night. My mommy and daddy make me wear nice clothes. My mommy and daddy make me eat my meals. My mommy and daddy always want me to tell the truth. My mommy and daddy are just terrible. They're just terrible. They're just terrible." And Sally was kind of surprised, and she said, "Well, Mary Lou, that doesn't seem to be so terrible. My mommy and daddy make me do that too. They say that this is what all good children do. They always tell the truth. But my mommy and daddy are always on me, and they're always telling me to do this, and they're always telling me how to do it, and I don't like that." "Well, Mary Lou, I don't like it either, but I think there's some good that's coming out of it. Because I have a little brother, and my little brother is something else. He is a terror. He just gets into everything and just messes up everything. And mommy and daddy, gently and lovingly, are always saying, 'Billy, please cooperate now. Billy, Billy, you're a good boy. Billy, I'm so proud of you. Billy, you're so loving. Billy, you always do everything right.' And Billy doesn't always do everything right. I know, I see that he doesn't always do everything right. And but when my mommy and daddy say, 'Billy, you always do everything right,' I sort of watch, because I'm learning, and I notice what's happening to Billy. Billy does less things wrong when mommy and daddy say, 'Billy, you always do everything right.' Now, you see, it seems that they should be saying, 'Billy, you do everything wrong all the time. Billy, you're always bad.' But my mom and daddy don't do that. My mommy and daddy say, 'Billy, you always do everything right. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.' And Billy, as he goes along, stops doing those bad things and does the nice things. In fact, Billy has become the nicest brother you can ever imagine. But I remember when he wasn't so nice. But I don't want to remember that anymore. I want to only remember the nice things about Billy. And you know, my mommy and daddy said, whenever you go out and you talk to your friends, speak only good of your family." Mary Lou said, "What? Speak only good of my family? Well, my family are on my back all the time. My family are always expecting me to do good things. My family, ah." "Mary Lou, would you like your family to expect you to do bad things?" "Well, no, of course not." "Well, Mary Lou, how can they expect you to do nice things if they don't say that you do nice things?" "But they say I don't do nice things." "Well, Mary Lou, why don't you just start doing nice things and just shake your mommy up? Just shake your daddy up. Let them be very surprised." "Oh, Sally, that's silly." "No, it's not silly. When I see what happened to my brother Billy, and I see how he changed, and how he was a little rascal, and how he made life terrible for all of us kids at home, and for mommy and daddy, and then I noticed what they did, because I was paying attention. I listened carefully when I hear mommy and daddy talk. And they said, 'Billy, you're a wonderful boy. Billy, I love you. Billy, you're so sweet.' And Billy was not sweet, and he was not wonderful. But they kept saying that. They kept, and in fact, I started saying it too, because I was copying what mommy and daddy did. And my brothers and sisters, they started saying it too. And, you know, every one of us became a little better, because we were saying, 'Oh, Billy's a good boy. Billy's a fine boy.' And we began seeing Billy as a good boy, and Billy's a fine boy. And you know, he's that way. Mary Lou, give your mom and dad a chance. Give them a chance. Go and say, Mom, you're the greatest mom in the world. I love you. Say to your dad, Dad, oh, you're super. You're a great guy. I like you, Dad. And just say that, and say that your brothers and sisters too. And you blow their minds. They'll say, well, what's come over Mary Lou? Mary Lou was a little tyrant herself. Were you a little tyrant, Mary Lou? Sally said. Well, you have to be when you got parents like that, who was always asking to be the best. Well, Mary Lou, you try my way and see what happened to Billy. Remember? Well, Billy changed so completely. It was wonderful. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. Mary Lou went home and tried that with her mommy and daddy. And her mommy and daddy looked at her with such surprise and such delight. And it just was like night and day, changing her whole life from being an unhappy Mary Lou to a joyful, wonderful, happy Mary Lou. Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his little belly pouch of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over all the boys and girls so you'll have happy dreams. Now, get your mommy and daddy, give them a big hug and say, hi, mommy and daddy, hi, mommy and daddy. I love you, I love you, I love you. And snuggle down and be ready for a good night's sleep, because when the pixie dust hits you, you'll have happy dreams. And you wake up in the morning a joyful person. Very wonderful indeed. Boys and girls, this is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'll be back another time. Until then, know that I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you.